Dawn broke as they crested a low ridge, and finally the king pulled up. By then they were miles south of the main party. Robert was flushed and exhilarated as Ned reined up beside him.
"Gods," he swore, laughing, "it feels good to get out and ride the way a man was meant to ride. I swear, Ned, this creeping along is enough to drive a man mad."
He had never been a patient man, Robert Baratheon. "That damnable wheelhouse, the way it creaks and groans, climbing every bump in the road as if it were a mountain. I promise you, if that wretched thing breaks another axle, I'm going to burn it, and Cersei can walk." Ned laughed. "I will gladly light the torch for you."
"Good man," the king clapped him on the shoulder. "I've half a mind to leave them all behind and just keep going."
A smile touched Ned's lips. "I do believe you mean it."
"I do, I do," the king said. "What do you say, Ned? Just you and me. Two vagabond knights on the king's road. Our swords at our sides, and the gods know what in front of us, and maybe a farmer's daughter or a tavern wench to warm our beds tonight."
"Would that we could," Ned said. "But we have duties now, my liege, to the realm, to our children, I to my lady wife, and you to your queen. We are not the boys we were."